月当真吃我酒吧汤，江平鸡江松酒碗汤，那么松酒恰恰全部一炒牛肚酒吧，托不仅仅是老生的，那家先，现在军队给拿了送不拿，先给俺俩说，等等的，上下等这个人，这样，俺那俺等恰恰全部混住了，这几个月子，他得了当不搞了搞了是。有当真吃我酒吧是，我那是狙击，刚杀当真的，狙击当真你不这个打，他妈没问的，他把这边哭的呀，哭的早啊，被让人刚刚被碰了肩跟的打，跟你当真你不这个，你吃我酒吧当时就我那是上不了当的，我们的，刚杀当没生根的可以人多，狙击当没可以人多生的，上不当的。当不出去当面写别用我自己当俺就给这些用就哦真的让俺也没什么路路来才什么写过俺的用过的。因为上路样的样子当就呀那不是的就觉得人生没的什么呢才什么借用呢都没就去才什么路啊。哦这人生的什么路去借呢都就去才什么时候啊。好的颜色的但是呢在军政忙不学会去上当过很多什么的那军政在呢就不家长忙不被上当呢嗯但是军政也要打完念书呢他也没踏过去或者军政在等这些小很多当时的中文大的或者新旧老金的中文嘛都可以中文男生大的门都上的那你也不念用呢他刚才他们都会有了你把门也关过落地，你就要怎么的？颜色的，这点点颜色的，云南一块军政忙忙都上呢，见呢见呢，见到了你把你送了他，什么了哇？嗯哼。咱南国主要用啊，南京的天天跟什么这样的样都供呢？哎，那我是我就都不要了哇。嗯哼。我是我就送呢，那当时买的被十分新鱼顺从的新鱼买吧。作用的，哎，你点这个，新人们把刀背，我什么的样那样的光用的，哎，你底下背八下，十分的去把他们去帮用的，他的帮些给特别了，你能，讲年纪讲什么讲话当时，讲不等年纪等讲究为什么这些从这进的光呢？他们都被写的跟你们都的光不一样呐。现在十分的进步，不比你不用跟家用不要的。东西作为现在进步工不赢呢，顶这个你不上要嘛的。牛毛的帮土归的，牛毛被家家被吸住，十分的只是刚刚帮土归要嘛的。接着讲究个什么当，讲年纪的讲究个什么，从这进步不赢呢？现在牛毛被家被扒家吸住，那就不他们这边。我们年不突然人重要的。一个呢要上岸的写下被蓝松酒恰恰全部是呢蓝了呀特别你写呢。不像特别跟你写被特别你没人不落几可能了特别写的你个唱的那个。不像特别跟你写个特别你松这些的东西都被写的给讲不等经济讲究什么什么。咱们年纪讲究个什么个东西，都被写的怕什么钱呢？落年写的个要了哇！马路了提没人不见呢，你要准备一些困难人特别的，第一东北人爱用的，哎呢特别一买我就抢着要的。落这个当了的呢，别个特别的写的松针酒杯，松酒冷松酒，那第一这不了，哎呢别个土大包。那短短点吧，上街一头就去过台当，过大把玉米谷，那龙谷的猪谷，那肉谷钱呢？他确实不过，对，着急了，他把经济拉不上去噻呢，我们家人多，那馒头干等那间东西也挺厉害，被老人吃了，心都痛苦不要，说话都不过要，对啊。
Right, so as is said right, by Panchen Losang Chogyen right, in one of his requests prayers, right, you know, we have to make a request to be able to attain right the results, you know, of the truth bodies, right, and form bodies, right, and the way to do so, right, is, you know, through this path, right, that is combined with tantra, right, combined with tantra, right. So here we are practicing a path, right, that has tantra, right, combined, right, within, you know, its various elements, right, and also we are performing the preliminary practices, right, of Mahamudra. Right, so when we examine right our continuum, right, we will find that, you know, we have self-grasping, right, two types of self-grasping, right. We have the conception, you know, of the self of persons, right, and we have the conception of the self of phenomena, right, and these conceptions of self, right, or self-grasping, right, are actually the root of cyclic existence, right, the root of samsara. Right, and we have to contemplate right, the teachings, right, and meditate upon the teachings, right, to understand selflessness, right, the lack, you know, of such a self of persons and a lack of the self of phenomena, right. So at the beginning, right, when we analyze right these selflessness, right, we may be, you know, besieged by doubt. You know, is it really the case that, you know, there is no such self, right? And we have to reflect upon, right, the, you know, reasons for our selflessness again and again, right? So at the very beginning, right, we may have this doubt, right, you know, tending, you know, towards, you know, a non-fact, right? We may think, no, it is probably not the case that there is no self, right? Selflessness is probably not true. Okay, so there is this a doubt, right, that tends towards what is not factual, right? Then slowly, right, we will have a doubt, right, that tends towards the factual. We will think, well, maybe, yeah, probably, right, selflessness is true, right? There is no such self, right? So we have to carry on analyzing, right, and applying the reasons, right, applying, you know, logic, right, to analyze, right, this selflessness, right, and then eventually, right, we will find the correct reason, right, and then come to a conclusion that, right, it is indeed the case, right, that there is no such self, right, no inherent self, right. So at the beginning, right, you know, we basically have, you know, just a correct assumption, okay, and, you know, when we perform, right, this kind of analysis again and again, right, then eventually, right, we will come to a valid cognition. Right, so this means that we are able to, you know, come to this ascertainment that, you know, there is no self, you know, as apprehended, you know, by the conception of self, by self-grasping. Right, so in that way, right, we come to realize selflessness. Right, so after gaining, right, a valid cognizer, okay, through, you know, inference, right, we have to repeatedly, right, you know, familiarize, you know, with this realization until, right, our realization of emptiness, right, becomes a direct perceiver, right. So with a direct perceiver, we are able to repudiate, you know, the object of adherence, right, of the conception of self, right. So this will enable us to abandon the conception of self, right, as well as the seeds, right, of the conception of self, right. So if we simply, right, meditate on emptiness in this way, right, we will be able to abandon the afflictive obscurations, right, but not the obscurations to knowledge, the obscurations to omniscience, right. However, if we meditate on emptiness conjoined with love, compassion, right, bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, right, then our meditation on emptiness will have the ability to also abandon the imprints, right, of the afflictions, right, the latencies of the conception of self, right? So in this way, right, our meditation, right, becomes an antidote to both the afflictive obscurations and the obscurations to knowledge, right? So, right, in this way, you know, we practice, you know, union, you know, of method and wisdom, right? So, in Tantra, right, we talk about, you know, this state of union, right, that is the object to be attained, right, also, right, through the practice of Mahamudra, right, we attain the state of, you know, the state of full enlightenment, right? So in Tantra, you know, method and wisdom are combined, right, in a single mind, right, a single consciousness, right? And this is, you know, the unique feature of Tantra not found in Sutra, right? Because in the Sutra system, right, when we cultivate method and wisdom, right, you know, the wisdom realizing emptiness, right, is conjoined, right, with method, right, the minds of love and compassion, right, but the two minds of wisdom, right, realizing emptiness, right, and the minds of love and compassion are separate, right, they're two separate minds. However, in Tantra, right, we find, right, this union, right, of method and wisdom, right, in a single consciousness, right, because the method, right, which is the mind of great bliss, right, ascertains emptiness, right, it realizes emptiness, right? So in other words, you know, this method, right, and wisdom, right, are combined, right, within a single awareness, right? So it is through such a union, right, of method and wisdom, right, that we come to attain, right, the Buddha bodies, right? So then, you know, through you know, method, right, then we are able to attain, right, the you know, the illusory bodies, right, the two form bodies, right? So through the pure illusory body, right, then we're able to attain the what we call the complete enjoyment body, right, so Bhavakaya, right, and the emanation body, right, Nimanakaya, right, and you know, likewise, you know, we're able to attain, right, through you know, this you know, this meaning clear light, right, the wisdom bodies, right, of a Buddha, right? So here, right, in this request prayer, you know, by Panchen Losang Chogyen, right, we are requesting for blessings, right, to be able, right, to attain, you know, these Buddha bodies through such a method, right, unifying method and wisdom through such a means, right? And when we are performing this Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, right, we should bear in mind, right, this request.
Yeah,
Right, so when we first try to study the Dharma, right, we may find, you know, difficulties, right, we may encounter difficulties. However, we need to persevere, Right, we need to continue, right, to learn, right, and to continue to meditate, right, because you know, the mind, right, can be trained, right, and you know, it is through the process of familiarization, right, that the mind, right, becomes, you know, learned, right, becomes, you know, habituated, you know, with you know, like a positive quality, right, and indeed, Shantideva, right, this Indian master, right, has said that you know, there is nothing that does not become easier with familiarization, right? So anything, right, when you know, familiarized, you know, will become easy for us, right? So it is very important for us to strive, right, in, you know, whatever we want to achieve, right, and to repeatedly, right, contemplate and repeatedly reflect upon what we want to realize.
Yeah. And the Tavachi, Tunjung Sherevichi. The Gala Samjung Sherevichi, Jevachi, and the Tontat Hayos Ko. To. The Gumgo Yuri. The Inza Kitchen Bushu Chadder, the Inza Mazu Tambu the Kitchen with Monowachi. Sanji Kumba Duyala, Sanji Ju Monowachita, Sanji Kumba Toya Jukazi Yuvan and Tin and Jutsa Chishuit Monowachi Koyuri. で、ガンライ、まね、チャツンワジゴヨル。ジュツンラ。ジェザツンラマヌルワゲジュチンガンズ、コムジテンジョナタ、トバチエロンマチエロンテネンロデゲヨル。ロサノグヨマレ。ディンザ、ジャムニンジジャンジュイセムセアデタ、サンジコンバドゥエラ、ジュマヌルワ。ジュチャツンデンゲ。シブヨホチャデヨル。
그러니까 Tendila Chesona and it's our porne, Yaganda, with Tinis and Chandavina, Messi Coronala, Tovici at the Tinica Yomare, Colum Norachil and Rojavina, Tovici Marwa. Tendil Lam Manoina, Lam Masawaina and Digio Marwa, Jig Marwa, Debuchi to Marwa Tensa, Telek Lam Manoach and the Lam Tanch. Then Lam Manoa said, Jamjanji Janju Assembly. Sanji Ju Tsangwate, Tel Tsangdeg Yore. Antigan Tony Tobi Sherchen, Tsangdeg Yore. Tangazu Tindijila, Juli Jiag Rewachin, Talamin Angel, and a Pugay, the Kasangula Mashia Najang Mibutsuchi, and the Ringandun de Chubi and Laka to tell Hedi, Tangan Machinadawa. Yeah.
Right, so, in order to attain a Buddhahood, right, we need to, right, follow, you know, the proper process, right. At the very beginning, right, we need to hear the teachings. We need to learn, right, or study the teachings, right, so that you know we can develop the wisdom arisen from hearing. Right, and then on that basis, right, we contemplate the meaning that we have learned, that we have heard, and produce, you know, the wisdom arisen from contemplation, right, and you know the meaning that we have arrived at contemplation. We need to meditate, right, and give rise to wisdom arisen from meditation, right. So you can see that at the outset, right, it is very important, you know, to learn. Right, and you know, to have, you know, the correct understanding, right, of the causes for attaining Buddhahood. Right, not only must we be correct, right, unmistaken, right, regarding the causes, right, we must also ensure that the causes are complete, right, without, you know, any of the causes are missing. Right, so if we are able to identify, right, the unmistaken causes and the complete causes, right, and we familiarize ourselves with these causes, right, then we will definitely make progress, on the unerring path, right, the correct path. Right, and as Kamala Shila has said, right, in his text, Stages of Meditation, right, this path, right, involves the cultivation of love and compassion, right, and compassion, right, is, the root, and we have to first, work on compassion. Right, and likewise, the Master Chandrakirti, right, has stated, right, that compassion is important at the beginning, right, it is important in the middle, and it is important at the end. Now, in general, there are many kinds of practices we can engage in. Right. However, if we miss out on the root practice of compassion, then no matter how hard we strive, we will not gain any realizations. Right. So first of all, right, we have to make sure that the causes that we are cultivating are correct causes. Right. But that itself is not sufficient because we may be cultivating a correct cause, but if the causes, right, are not complete, then also we will not attain our goal. Right. Therefore, we have to definitely, right, cultivate a path, right, that is unmistaken and complete, right, in terms of the causes. Right. And the path, right, that we are cultivating here, right, combines, all the various causes of love, compassion, and wisdom, right, and, this is, the unmistaken path, right, that leads to Buddhahood, right, so with the hope, right, to attain, such a result, right, we will engage in this Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. Right, so as we do the practice, right, you should bear in mind the explanations that have been given yesterday, right, and today we will continue from where we left off yesterday. Right, we will discuss the limb of making offerings, right, and so forth.
Yeah, that didn't trivial yang la de la da. 英文全运 계여대로 주제네 메토마 아무튼 군도하다 차를 여빈 최대치 강가 야호스 레바 주진 대한 용사대 장기 인간이 라니 예담 가서 제대로 해나 근데 장기 라 예담 강도 제연의 대 인간이 버 주진에 안내 최대지에 피고 요로 피트는 최대지 마 두고요 어디 드니지는 피하게 최대지 될라 Chin Chuba Sen, Gujin Madubin Chuba. Tando Tele Lava yechimu shiwa le songpa na shi, chilo le pan dredu, rirawa kanchim la soba, yidu ngomi, ngobu chini chin thongpa tamche, chodan, zimbu tam, metoa tam, tani kari yinpa tamche, rangu luwe lani ya pui na, tani pui panyan yungu yore. O tali chi choba se. Nangu choba se ondu, shia nga ta dusu nga la soba, chobi zeti yeti, hiju ku tui debi, choba teji. Tani ya pui yina, nangu choba se. Sāngvīn chūpa sēdhū rāngi nhīngā nirīgmā lāngsū tā dāmbā yedhū mwā chūyā nē yirma chīgā yūgā tūkā lā dōnchāng tī yūmla chūdhī yōsā dōnchāng yūmla yā tīm chē nē tī yītē nē chāvī tā chīgā yūlā sāmi chī dēvā chīvī mīgbā chīyā tī lā sāngvīn chūpa sēgā yōrī tā tīndi kā dēvā chūmbī yīkī tī yā dēvā chūmbī chīgū mā yīmbā chī nē tōngbā nē tōbī dēdhū yīmī chī yīkī ene pūgī nāmru chēni yā pūgī yīnā ene tī khunā nī chī chūpa āsēni wāsā tīndi chēni tāndu sōngchūpa chūpa sē tīndi pūyā yuwar tī chēni chūpa tā jēshū tī lāma chūpa nālama chēna cik chē chēni jēshū chī yuwar wā wā tīndi chēni tā chūpa yāngla tīndi chēni yā
Right, so verse of offering, right, in this practice can be found on page 3, right, at the top of the page, right, the stanza reads, various delightful offerings of flowers and perfumes, incense, bright lights, and pure scented waters, those actually presented and those imagined, I offer to you the highest field of merit. Right, so here we are making, you know, the various types of offerings, right? And you can think of, you know, the usual eight kinds of offerings, drinking water, right? Water for the feet, flowers, incense, light, right? And then scented water or perfume, right? And then food, music. Right, so if you do not actually lay out right these different kinds of offerings, right, you can also make water bowl offerings, right, and then you have to mentally, right, visualize these offerings, right, as you know, very abundant, enormous, right, in terms of quantity. Then all they should also be, you know, of the best quality. Right, so having blessed these offerings, right, then we can emanate offering goddesses, right, from our heart, right. So, you can emanate, right, the goddesses, right, from your heart, right, in their hands, right. They hold the various types of offerings, right, and they make offerings to the field of merit. And after having made the offerings, then they reabsorb, right, back into your heart, right. And if you are able to, you can also, visualize, the different colors, right, of these offering goddesses, right? This may be a bit complicated, right? So the colors, right, of the offering goddesses for the waters, right? The first two waters are white in color. The offering goddess of flowers also white, right? And then for the goddesses offering incense, right, they are smoke colored, right? And then the offering goddess offering light is orange in color. Right, the goddess offering perfume or scented water is green in color. Right, offering goddess for food, right, is multicolored. Okay, and for music, right, the goddess is also multicolored. Right, so if you have generated yourself as a deity, right, it can be any deity, right, then from your heart, okay, you emanate out these goddesses, right, of various colors, holding their respective offerings, okay, and then after they have made the offering, right, then they return, right, to your heart, right. So these offerings, right, are called outer offerings, right, because they consist of offering substances that are not included within your continuum, right. And as shared advised by Shantideva, right, we can also offer you know, things that we see in our surroundings, right? For example, you know, if we, you know, see beautiful mountains, you know, outside, you know, flowers and so forth, right? We can also mentally make offerings, right, of these objects, right, to the merit field. Right, so those are outer offerings. Now, a second type of offering, right, is called inner offering. Right, so here, you know, we are offering, you know, the five meats and five nectars, right, that have been blessed, right, and these are called inner offerings, right, because right, they consist of substances that are included, right, within our continua. Now, a third type of offering is the secret offering. Okay, so the secret offering, right, means, you know, offering of knowledge ladies, right, or consorts, right? So you can visualize, you know, this, you know, knowledge lady, right, being emanated, right, from you, and then this knowledge lady, right, absorbs, right, into, you know, the consort of Vajradhara. Right at Lama Tsongkhapa's hut. Right, so recall that you know you visualized Vajradhara right at Lama Tsongkhapa's hut. Right, Vajradhara is embracing right his consort. Right, so this knowledge lady that you emanate and absorbs into the consort of Vajradhara. Right, so as a result right of this offering, right, imagine that the exalted wisdom of uncontaminated great bliss, right, is generated, right, in the continua of the merit field, right. So that is called the secret offering. Now, if right, you are able, right, to think that you know this great bliss, right, you know, also realizes emptiness. Okay, so this is a mind, right, in which bliss and emptiness, right, are indivisible, right, then you're making a fourth offering called the offering of suchness. Right, so if you want to do this practice very extensively, you know, these offerings very extensively, right, then you can take a look, you know, at Lama Chopa, you know, the Guru Puja text, right, so these various offerings, right, are stated, you know, in detail there.
Yeah, that's what the GP is. So what are you thinking on the share? Jam Ninji Janju with him, Tony Tobe Tawa, and the major Labe, Sendelab, Johuch Kiwach, Delatin, Sonju Company, Tobe Chet, and Chuba Pugues. Rajan Sumjin Tamjil mean, or that the region, we would get the region, said, yeah.
Right, so as we make these offerings, right, we should also, you know, bring to mind, right, this request, right, you know, as a result of making these offerings, you know, may I and all sentient beings be able to generate, right, the realizations of love, compassion, bodhicitta, right, and the correct view. Right, of our emptiness, right? May we quickly, right, be able to generate, you know, all these qualities, right, in this life and attain the state of union of Vajradhara.
That ne shabi yang la telata, shabu bivari wa shabari shabi yang la telata, ne kanshi tome tuni sabai lunga yiji megi chi yitang. Chabar dhomba sunyi mintu shun, yinin jyoba chabu susu shaa sen. Da kanshi tome dhu ne sen, ngana su dhu toma mewa ne, yinni pigi saa jabi dikba. Dindi ki saa bi dikba diye, lu dikba, nga ki dikba, yeji dikba. Da zu lu ki dini, sochu la soba, lu ji le, sum, nga ki ne, xie, yeji sen. Mene sumchen ta megi chudri. Ta ti le tene lawe ta tsame nga sengendu. Be nyum diwa shivu saadhi yore. Yina tene diwa shivu saadhi yore te nganzu jentu kuyo mara. Nganzu samlu matana shiki mara. Samlu tamba yena gari re jam nyenji janju wisem toni tobe shiri sen nganzu yore. Mijiyati gyumse kawal tukdeyore. Ngana su pechanda zi chuyo tindichiga yungo chi ma lo le simba yina zonan ne tsiksang tukuyo maare.
Sāṅ tāna nā tī tuñ yu ku kukui yu amari. Gōm nā nā tī jī jūli jī yu amari. Tī kawā lēn dē bari. Kō lēn sā kō kawā lēn dē arī sēn. Tē chē gī nā. Tā rāng jī ku tī nī dīgbī pūmbu tī gī tī nī kā chē nī. E nī rāng jūli jī yu amari. Tī yī mā yī sā ngā rā sū yōng nī shē chā bāi nā yīng kī chī yōng dūn tū bā chī tī tuñ sāṅ tāna hā kū tī gōm yule jie wala ranju ki dhivati jie shabu jie gu yor ma to. Tien se ya tanga yule nti jie mi jie wata gari jie na ya ko dhivati jie to jie wate gandu gari rindu u samde dhivati jie di to me ni sabi dhiva mambu shi yue wate. Tien nangshin ki mendo pi dunga nambu na so chi pe yunga de ya di dhivati jie li teni yungu yore. Tien se tiri dhivati ji ta sha ji yo re, sha ji yo ma re. Ko pe inji mungi ndepi nyunga tende ma to sha ya menge ji na ta nga su kali jen cho yo ma re. Sha wa ja na ta ji yo re. Ko dhivati ji ta nyunga pi tso ti ji ti sem ka rangshin le shu yo ma re. Sem ka nilu le shu yo ma re. Sem ka rangshin wasa wa chi de yo re. Ti ji ti ti gaan la eni pi ki Semji rāngshīn tā mārī wā chēnē, kuya kāngā pā tā chō chō wā chēnē. Semji rāngshīn wā sā wā chumā nām nā lūpa rā wā sēnē. Jīn sū chēmō gōmī sōng yā sā yō. Semji rāngshīn kurā wā sā wā rī, chumā tā sū tī kāngā lūpa rā wā rī. Kō lūpa rā wā yīn sā nyēmbū chī tē nā kō tā rū wā yō rū wā. Wā tī tā rū wā tē yīn sā nyēmbū tē nī ngā dūn tē nī mā tā ndā kāngshī tō mē tū nī sā wā sā ngā tū sū chumā tū sū tū nī sā mū tā. Tā tēlā yā nyēmbū tōbjī tsāng gō rē. Tōbjī tsāng yō gō nē, ēnā shāwā yō rāngbū chē nē, tē yī mātāwē dīwā tsāng nē mē sōng nē, chōm tēn tē rāng sōng yō rē. Tē yī tsā ngā tē chōm tē kī sōng lā yā chā chā gō chē rō wā. Tē yī mbā yī tsā tōbjī kā rō gō rē tsā tē, kā tsā ngā tōng gō lā yā shū yā gē, sāng jī chū sō mā, yāng tū sēm chē nī bō tē, tēn jī tōb rē, dīwā shā sā gē tēn jī tōb rē. Tē kā rī chē nē tēn jī tōb sē gē yō rē sē nā, Māyā sū dhīva sāsā kā yūr tīyā nī chā dhīgā yōrī. Yā kūñchō sūm, māyā sīmchēn tāmchī. Tā kūñchō sūm lā yā nī tāpa nī jām rūchī, lū kē nī bē, jā yūr bē, jā yō tū tsūpa chī nī, tēlā tēn bē, kūñchō sūm lā yā tēn dē bē, dhīg dhīb tsū jām bā yīn tā. Yā kūñchō tī, jām rū tī, tēn jī tūp chā yā tīrī. Sīmchē tī tēn jī tūp chā yā kārī sā nī, māyā sīmchēn tāmchī lā pē tēn pē tīkbā tā chāng mē pā shibu jī yuwa dhiyā rī. Tī sēm jē nī, sēm jē tam jē dīg dhūp ngē jiāng gī yīng, sēm jē tam jē ngē sāng jī gī sā lā gu gī yīng, sēm jē tam jē tuñ ngē jē gī yīng sē nī, tam jē tēn jē nī jāng chū gī sēm jē yuwa dhū, anī sēm jē tēn pē tīkbā shā yā dhē tī rī, tī nī gā tīkbā shā pē tēn jī tō wī sē. Anī sūn jī pē tō wī sē nī pē njō wā jē nī, njō sēm jē nī. Pe na mi sum gu tuk zi se, mi nyi shi tsara chi, tam mi chi, chik shi tsara chi, chik naga yeba chi, chik debu da deyo na. Ta nga zi tuk zi di nyam du sewa yin, ta chik ni shi tsara sun, chik ni naga du, ta nga ya, tiri tuk du meba zuyo ni, memba chi ten ni, chik tuk du meba zuyo ni, ma to ta re, sam na kun je sum shibu yungu ruwa. Ten na zi nga ra su, jen shi jan ji dewe, pama ta ji, māmbu shivuji māsum ma jīn dhūngar nyāng dhīg yore. Gāshī nī tī wāng kī shirīv chīn mēngā nā lhē dhī yore. Ā ngārā sū tānta dhīva chūgūrā wā chī dhī yore. Yī nā dhīva tī jī yōpa chīgwā rī, tū zī rāngyū lī yōpa chīgwā rī. Dhīva chūngyōng chī kī yī nā mā shāpa mā chī nā māsum tēn tūgu yore. Pē nā shāpa tā nī mā chī ngā dhīva tī jī kō sāpa shivu yore. Chā rī jī chūngyōng chī nā yā chūgāng lī yūkī nā tūng sī mā tīm tūgu rī wā. Tī shiāpa bēngi dīpa tī jētē. Shiāpa jēgē jēgē jē nā dīpa chīmbu bē tsēmē kī lēnā wā jīmbē yē nā lāngsā ngā sōng mā tī tūg yō mā. Jā kā tī nā dōtō chīmbu jēgē bē nō jē nā bē mā dzū tāntā trīsīng yō sōng rō tī nā jē nā yā dō kā yō yē nā. Jē gō tō shūpa jē yō tā kō nō yē nā tī nā lōng yō tā chū nā mā tī hū mā dō wā. Wā tī nā jē ngā nyēmbu tē dēngā ngā dīpa tī kī lē lā wā jī ngā sōng mā tī tūg yō. Yīn zā sūn jī mē tōwī sī nī mē tō kōntu sōng bā nā shēng kī jōsīm jī. ene nyebali la dobi dobi siri, tani zonde ene meta meche sami be, domsam chiyatele nyebali la dobi dobi siri. Ene nyebu kuncho ku dobi, kanshi tome tuni sabay sanga inanda, yeja sanga inanda, janju samde nyeji gomgu ina, tonyi gomgu ina, tuzo kanga nyebu kuncho ku dobi. Deje tsami gone, ene shaba yun rambu chiyana, ene matabe dewa yawa marisi. Dibataji taan doa ina, tani ngaransu samdungu, yondun toya da, yongotini shiyajabi, lamgyula chiya da, kangatini yungu yore. Yeah.
Right, so the next limb, right, is the limb of confession. Right, so the stanza reads, all negativities I've accumulated with body, speech, and mind since beginningless time, especially all transgressions of the three sets of vows, I confess each one, fiercely repenting with all my heart. Right, so it mentions in this stanza that, you know, we have committed negativities, since a beginningless time. Right, and for example, right, we have committed what are called the 10 non-virtues. Right, so these consist of three non-virtues of the body, right, killing and so forth, four non-virtues of speech, right, and three non-virtues of mind. Right, and besides, right, the 10 non-virtues, right, we have also created, horrendous negativities, such as the five actions of immediate retribution, right, sometimes also called the five heinous crimes, right, and so forth. Now, if we do not think about it, right, we will not recognize, right, the fact that we have created many negativities previously, right, but, you know, if you think about, do not have a success, right, in your Dharma practice, right, then you can perhaps, get an idea, right, of these, hindering, right, negativities that you have committed, right? So for example, think about it, right, why can't, generate, love, compassion, bodhicitta, and the correct view of emptiness? Right, sometimes, when we try to memorize texts, right, we're not able to, remember, what we're trying to memorize, right, when we perform contemplation, on the Dharma, right, we're not able to understand, the meaning, right, and then, when we try to meditate, right, we fail to generate, the realizations, right? And the reason why, we do not have, success, right, in these practices is because of the presence, right, of the mass of negativities, right, we've created in the past, right? So if we want, to be able to be effective, right, in terms of our hearing, right, contemplation and meditation, right, of the Dharma, then it is necessary, right, for us to purify these negativities through confession. Right, so yeah, if we do, right, think about this, right, then we will realize that, we have, created, many negativities in the past, right, and for this reason, right, many undesirable experiences occur. Right, so we have to analyze, okay, is it possible, okay, to purify these negativities, right? Can we confess, right, and eliminate, these negativities, right? Is there a way, right, to, purify, right, these negativities so that we do not have to experience, right, the results of our negative karma? Right, so upon analysis, right, you would understand that, the negativities we have created, right, are not in the nature of our mind. Right, so as said by Nagarjuna, right, our mind, right, is of a clear light nature, right, and it is not mixed, with stains, and these negativities, right, are basically adventitious, right, they are incidental, right, and they can be purified, right, if they encounter, right, the the appropriate antidote. Right, so when we recite this stanza, right, in you know, the Guru Yoga, right, then we should reflect upon these points. And for purification to be effective, right, we have to ensure that the four opponent powers are complete. Right? And Buddha Shakyamuni himself, right, stated that, you know, there is nothing, right, there is no negativity, right, that cannot be purified. Right, so we have to practice the four opponent powers in their entirety. Right, so first of all, we have the power of support, right, or the power of the basis. Right, and this, right, is the refuge and bodhicitta, right, that we perform, right at the beginning, right, on page one. Okay, so why are these two practices, refuge and bodhicitta, right, called the power of support? Right, when we perform a negative action, right, this negative action, right, can occur in relation to either the three jewels, right, or mother sentient beings, right? So when we go for refuge to the three jewels, right, and you know, we entrust ourselves to the three jewels, right, in a heartfelt manner, then using them as a support, we are able to purify the negativities that we have created, right, in relation to them, right? And when we generate a bodhicitta, right, you know, wanting to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, right, then we are able to use sentient beings as a support, right, and then, you know, purify, right, the infinite negativities that we have created, right, with respect to them, right? Because when we generate bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment, right, we are saying, you know, I want to attain the state of Buddhahood, right, in order to benefit you, I want to lead you, right, to Buddhahood, I want to free you from suffering, right? So in that way, we create the negativities, right, that we have created, committed, right, with respect to sentient beings, right? The second power is called the power of repudiation, right? So this refers to generating, right, a very sincere regret for the negativities that were committed, right? So you can imagine, right, that, okay, if, you know, there are three persons, right, you know, who have, you know, eaten a meal together, right, and then afterwards, okay, one person, you know, falls sick, right, and dies, right, and then, you know, the second person, right, you know, is, you know, is sick now, right, and then the third person, right, you, right, you may be completely well, but, you know, because you see, right, you know, what has happened to the other two persons, right, and you also understand, right, that you have, you know, eaten the same food as them, you know, so the food, you know, may be poisoned, right, so although you may be well, right, you generate, you know, this remorse, you know, for having, you know, eaten that food, right? So it is exactly like that, right? You know, in this case, when we try to generate regret for the negativities that we have committed, okay? So you know, some sentient beings, right, you know, have fallen, you know, into the lower realms, in the lower realms, you know, and undergoing immense suffering, right, due to the negativities that, you know, they have committed, right? And then, you know, some sentient beings, right, you know, are suffering, you know, now, right, you know, in this state, right, in this realm, right, and although we ourselves may be quite well, right, you know, we generate this this sense of remorse, right, because we understand that, you know, we have created, you know, similar negativities, right, and we should not neglect, you know, the small negative actions that, you know, we have done, right, because, you know, negative actions, right, even though small, right, when created again and again, right, then becomes, you know, huge, you know, in terms of their effect, you know, just as, if you have like water, drops of water, right? They may be small, but when collected, right, they are able to give this big amount of water, right? And so it is crucial, right, for us to take our negative actions seriously, right, and generate this heartfelt remorse, right, for having committed them. Right, the third power is called the power of resolution. Right, so here, right, from our hearts, right, we make this determination, right, not to repeat the negative actions. Right, the fourth power is the power of a remedy. Right, so this refers to engaging in any kind of positive action, such as meditating on love, compassion, bodhicitta, emptiness, and so forth. Right, so in that way, right, we should engage in a confession, right, with the four powers complete. Right, and we need to understand that, we can purify, right, any kind of negativity that we have committed, right? There is no negative karma that cannot be confessed and purified.
Yeah. 디엔테니니 ene rangi simje tamje ye ene digdub tige be taasung. Ene xeguan ya taba taba be tsaama chaasung lunga ye sungu digdub taasung samne mibache ene dana tene jere. Ta tiin samsu tene doi samme gomden dawa tene jewa ye na. Ene jere muche tuke doi chan kumdong hongbo te ene doji chan doji semba lapa jene kumdong kaabu ene yumda jewa jeche. Tele randa nyiba chi randa ranga thakwa chwe bhi simchen thamche ki chwe wala bhe doi samba yamyam sumo re se tab. En tiye thukwa la yege jebe maantin ku. En yege jan doi ne tere dosum yamyam gu. En thukki maantin humada chwe wali maa dosi kaabwe jumpab ne. En ranga simchen thamche ki chwe wane maa shwe ne mui thamche wase chi junji kaan ne. Negative Tamje Tabi, Mibuchene, Idiam Bomsawaena, Tikatula, Jeremji Tuki, Dojan Kundo Homot, Kundo Kabu, Doj Symbol of Jurgene. The age under Niba Resimjan Tauji, which will say them. Hey, Jason Kayena Gadan Lajima than Jenny, Yasawaena, Tikatu Tisaku.
Tinni di Duzi, ya, di Chamda Ninja, di Tabra. Right, so right, when we perform a confession, right, we have to make sure that the four opponent powers are complete, right? And then in that way, okay, we can purify our negativities. Now, if you're kind of accumulating, right, the practice of confession at this point, right, you can actually repeat this stanza several times, three times, four times, and so on, right? And when you recite the stanza, you can do the visualization of light and nectar, right, descending from the field of merit. Right, so nectar here, right, is actually in the nature, right, of love and compassion, bodhicitta, the aspects of method, right, whereas the light rays, right, are in the nature of wisdom. Okay, so then these five colored light rays. So, right, you can imagine that, these light rays and nectar, right, then flow, right, into you, right, and all sentient beings, right, and this light and nectar, right, then washes out, right, all the negativities and obscurations, right, of the body, speech, and mind. Right, so then you can imagine that all negativities and obscurations have been eliminated, right, and all sentient becomes clear, you know, becomes purified, right, completely pure, right? So you can also, you know, do the Vajrasattva practice here, right? So you may want to accumulate, right, 100,000, you know, 100 syllable mantras of Vajrasattva at this point, right? And you can do it in conjunction, right, with this Guru Yoga here. Right, so if you want to do that, right, then you have to first recall that at the heart of a Namatsongkhapa, right, is a blue Vajradhara. Now, this blue Vajradhara transforms into white Vajrasattva, right, embracing his consort, right, and a replica of, right, you know, Vajrasattva and consort, right, then separates out, okay, from this Vajrasattva, you know, and consort at the heart of Lamatsongkhapa, right, and it comes to, you know, the crown, right, of your head, right. So, and this happens, right, for all sentient beings, right. So then, there's a replica of Vajrasattva, right, on the crowns of everyone. Okay, and then you have to visualize, right, the 100 syllable mantra. Encircling the syllable Hong, right, at the heart of Vajrasattva, right, and you know, as you recite the mantra, right, then you know, white colored nectar, right, then flows, right, from the you know, syllable Hong and the 100 syllable Vajrasattva mantra, right. So this nectar, right, white in color, flows down, enters through your crown, right, as well as the crowns of all sentient beings, right, and then cleanses away, right, all the negativities, right. So this nectar fills your body, right, and the bodies of all sentient beings, right, and all negativities and obscurations are eliminated, right. So, right, if you want to do, right, you know, the accumulation of hundreds, thousand Vajrasattva mantras, right, you can actually, you know, do it at this point here.
Yeah, then I'm going to say that the Lama Dhoji Senpa, the Rangshin Sumchen Thamche Lama Timni, Rangshin Sumchen Thamche Ti Lu Nga Yesum Tang, Lama Dhoji Senpa Kusung Tung Mo Yeme Tu Chusung Samne.
Right, and at the end of the you know, Vajrasattva recitation, right, you can visualize that Vajrasattva, right, absorbs, right, you know, into you, right, and then you can think, right, that, you know, my body, speech, and mind, right, have become one, right, with the body, speech, and mind of Vajrasattva, right, and do the same visualization for all the sentient beings, right, around you, right. So, right, you have to think that, you know, this Vajrasattva upon their crowns, right, also absorbs into them, right, their body, speech, and mind become one with the body, speech, and mind of Vajrasattva, right, and then think, right, I have placed all sentient beings, right, in the state of Vajrasattva, right, and then cultivate joy, right, feel happy at having done that.
Yeah, that in the Jesus here, I'm young, Latilata, you may twin the remote double tune, Chigi Pombe Tangju to Yinche.
Right,
any shuddha tane, any nuntru kandiyo ba tijit pa seche ne. Any sanjigitambo pe, sechen tsumatabe pe, sikche darsum chen pe, tenle parujawa. Tati nganzo pe katin chimushi u, chen jesu yeranshi we wa chita. Any jilami kusun tuji yon ten tijit tene, tetabe pe, ni tuji tsetong ten tijit la pe, nyamlen na, dusha jesu zung, Tani chiwa te ta nga tu yin tabo ni Yini piwi yiran chi guwa chi cha de wro
Right, and the next limb, right, is the limb of rejoicing. Right, so the stanza reads, In this degenerated time, you strove for knowledge and realization, abandoned the eight worldly concerns, and realized the great value of precious human life with freedom and opportunity. O Lord, we rejoice sincerely at your prodigious deeds. Right, so as is said, you know, in Manjushri Root Tantra, right, Lama Tsongkhapa is actual Manjushri. Right. However, right, he displayed, right, you know, the activities, you know, of, you know, hearing, you know, contemplating and meditation, right, and then, you know, extensively, right, enacted the deeds of the Buddha, right, especially, you know, in Tibet, right, and, you know, right, he was able to, you know, explain, right, the, you know, systems of sutra and tantra, right, in, you know, a combined, you know, manner, right, and, you know, propagated the stainless teachings, right, so, right, Lama Tsongkhapa, right, you know, learned, right, from these, you know, various teachers, right, of the different traditions, right, so although, you know, there is really no kind of essential difference, right, in the teachings of the four, traditions, right, of Tibetan Buddhism, right, occasionally, right, it seems like, you know, there are, you know, like some, you know, distinctions, right, and Lama Tsongkhapa, right, you know, analyzed well, you know, the various explanations, right, found in the, you know, various traditions, right, and he, you know, relied upon, you know, just the Indian text, you know, the text, right, that, you know, were composed by the, you know, Indian scholars, Indian pundits, right, and he, you know, corrected, you know, mistakes, you know, that have, you know, arisen, right, to make sure, you know, everything was, you know, accurate, right, so in that way, you know, his, you know, explanations, you know, are like, you know, refined gold, right, and, you know, he basically, you know, did a great service, you know, to the Buddha's teachings, right, and, you know, we have to remember the kindness, you know, of Lama Tsongkhapa. Right, and at the same time, right, we should also recollect the excellent qualities of body, speech, and mind of Lama Tsongkhapa, right, and you know, to recall, you know, how, right, he displayed, right, the you know, effort, right, in practice, right, and how he took care, you know, of his disciples, and then, you know, from the bottom of our heart, right, rejoice at his deeds.
Tumbanyi ki tawa, pyuge tawa tenjongu tawa dan jebe, tumbanyi tawa dan jebe sanga yudhe jiye, ta shirib chenye tu shivu shi tante zene, pyu tawa yu naayyo. Wata tisola nga zube jesu yeranchi, ti jesu shukni nyamlin chige na, ko manuro manchuba tsangwa chi, tsangla manuro chi tenle peche weza, tenno jesu yin rogu marwa. Tati mayin kengi yang yung changa chunga da chi le la san da wo tindi da tindi le juu de na yana yang ku no yang chu yang mamu yungu yorwa tindi yin sar ya.
Right, and in particular, Lama Tsongkhapa was able to, you know, present, right, the teachings on emptiness, right, and dependent arising, you know, in combination, right? And also, right, you know, he was able to kind of relate, right, you know, these concepts, right, to the four classes of Tantra, right? So he was able to elucidate, right, these teachings, right, in an unmistaken, you know, complete manner, right? So we should rejoice, right, at, you know, his, you know, prodigious deeds.
That's the Chungokuyanga Teleta. Jitun Lama Tambe Chenem, Chugun Kalan Chenze, Tintine, Chedaran Sambe, and Dujin Zemala, Savji Chuji Chava, all the Surusin. Tatigi Chungokuyanga, Jitun Lama Tambe Chenem, Yasumlea, Purne, Chugu Kala, Chenze, Tintine. Chugu kase nang kase nangarwa tati tuk leya kwenye. Dele ten chenpa de tsewe chunzenji ten tigne. E ngara su duja namla che teren tsambi. Yang mansan bachi duja lo menba chi la yang chi lam tongpu chi wichi songpa yin ya ko lo de mansan bachi za ko l pento ya marwa. Yang tiba chi me rijen chi la yang Tibo Maybe Kaji diwa jangwish. Kaji lani sunum les. Gansari kaji jiwa jima lada mi kumbha toba di ju sunum sayan dungi. Dindi yina jiwa jima lada mi kumbha toba yagi. Tabchi tenja yagres. Kaji lani sunum. Kaji lani nyi tenba. Kaji lani nyi me tens. Kaji lani nyi tenba. Dini ya chumta shu dengen tuzo la. Yungzen zeyjen dindi ki be. Dawa tuzo sunga jayore. Kul lo de tutsamgu yore. Then they are symptoms of the Sona Zonzin, Zejang Tongwa, Kilanguri, Nimit Demare. Then the Samo Kundu Genji, but Tonyan Hinjin Himbuchins. Delhi Labi, Umetawal, and then it up Tonyan Hinjin Himbuchin. Kasimal Chishu Dimba, or Tonyan Hinjin Himbuchin, don't get Tela, and they lumped it there. Tonyan Hinjin Himbuchin, Janju Drupal Kachilawas. Lanam be Janshu Jumni, Tonin Hinji, Imbuchin, Namgun Chodenji, Tombanis. Tombany Tela, and Namja Tumjan Tedevich. Jirumji Soya Timber, Dinner to Vinal. Chen Namshi, Tombany, Denjunton Tomana, Rajinjin, Tombata, Jajin Taba Mingalishin. Namshin, Tombany said, Denjunton Daresha. Tenjong Singh Tombany Tun Resha, some Lurchi Kimundu, Rajinji Tombi Tola, Tinne Chachi Tumjib Namja Pitao Shu Jitan and Tumbachi Namja Tumjay Shoyers. Tell it open Tona, Tinne Tombala, Chachi Tigman to Sayana, Chanta Loyana, Tanta Lone, Yangayan's own doors on Tinson Dua. What the means?
Right, next we have the limb of requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma. Right, so this stanza reads, pray, O holy perfect lamas, in the space of your truth body, mass your clouds of love and compassion, and pour down upon the land of disciples great rains of the vast and profound Dharma. Right, so here we're requesting turning of the wheel of Dharma, right, the teaching of Dharma. Right, so in the first line, right, it says, you know, in the space of your truth body, right, mass your clouds of love and compassion. Right, so in other words, right, we're talking about, you know, how, right, Lama Tsongkhapa's mind, right, is likened, you know, to this space, you know, or sky, right, you know, in which, you know, clouds of love and compassion, right, have been, formed, right? And then, you know, from these, you know, clouds, you know, to let down, you know, this rain of Dharma, okay, to suit, you know, the disciples, right? So pour down upon the land of disciples great rains of the vast and profound Dharma as appropriate. Okay, so, right, stanza, right, it actually does kind of say in the Tibetan, right, that, you know, let down these rains, right, as, you know, appropriate, right, as is, you know, suitable, you know, for the respective disciples. Now this point is significant, right, because, you know, if, you know, a disciple, you know, has, you know, kind of, you know, inferior dispositions, right, okay, the disciple, you know, is, you know, like, you know, not advanced, right, there is no benefit, you know, in trying, you know, to give teachings that are very advanced, right, to such, you know, a student, right, because the student will not be able to benefit, right, from, right, those advanced teachings, right, and likewise, right, if someone is of a Mahayana lineage, okay, of the universal vehicle, then, you know, giving teachings of the Hinayana, right, of the individual vehicle, right, will not be beneficial for such a disciple. Right, and, you know, indeed, right, the Buddha, right, himself made this, you know, description, right, saying that, you know, just as a skillful doctor, right, would, you know, give a medicine, you know, to, right, a patient, right, the Buddha, you know, taught according to the dispositions, right, and needs of the disciples. Right, so for example, you know, if you have like a doctor, okay, who you know, prescribes medicine, right, to patients, right, he will prescribe medicine, right, in accordance with the individual needs, right, of the patient, right. He will not say, okay, you know, I have a good medicine, right, and I will give this to everyone, right. So, right, you know, the doctor has to prescribe, you know, what is suitable, right, for the individual patients, right. So likewise, right, the Buddha, you know, taught, you know, in accordance with, you know, what the individual disciples need, right? So for those, you know, who, you know, for example, you know, have created, you know, huge negativities, right, and, you know, tormented by remorse, right, he thought methods, right, for them to purify their negativities, right, for disciples, you know, who, you know, want to attain a good rebirth, right, either as a human being or as a god, right, he gave, you know, teachings, right, revealing, right, the methods, right, to attain, you know, a good rebirth, right, so, right, you know, the teachings, right, on the view, right, you know, were also kind of administered, right, accordingly, right, so for, you know, certain disciples, right, he taught that, you know, the, what we call the apprehended, right, and the apprehender, right, of different substances, okay, of different substances, meaning, you know, the object, right, the apprehended object, right, and the apprehender mind, you know, are of different substances. Okay. Whereas, you know, for certain disciples, right, he taught the opposite. He said that the apprehended object and the apprehender mind, right, are actually same substance. You know, they are not dual. Okay. So, you know, so for disciples who have a disposition of the mind only school, right, Chittamatra, right, then he taught that, you know, this you know, object and mind, right, are actually non-dual. Right, and then, you know, for other disciples, right, he taught, you know, the middle way view, right? You know, in which, you know, one, you know, realizes, you know, this, you know, view of emptiness, right? According, you know, to the Madhyamaka, right? Interpretation, right? He taught this path, you know, combining view of emptiness, compassion, and so on, right? In accordance with the needs of particular disciples, right? And Lama Tsongkhapa, right? In his praise, right, to a dependent arising, right? You know, describes, you know, how the Buddha, right, was able to teach, right, skillfully, right, the, you know, the view, you know, of a dependent arising, right? So, right, in one stanza, right, in this praise to dependent arising, right, he says that the Buddha, right, taught that, you know, that emptiness, right, is the meaning of dependent arising, right? Dependent arising, you know, has this meaning of emptiness, right? And he was able to present, you know, these two, right, without contradiction. Right, such that, you know, even from within the state of emptiness, within this, you know, presentation of emptiness, right, the presentation, you know, of the actions, you know, agents, you know, is feasible, right? There is no contradiction, right, in accordance with the conventions of the world. Right, because there are some, right, who see, right, emptiness and dependent rising as incompatible, right? They say that, you know, if, you know, things are empty of inherent existence, right, then there is no way, right, you know, cause and effect, right, you know, actions and agents, right, can be feasible, right? So in this way, right, they fall into the two extremes, right? You know, either the extreme of you know, permanence, right, you know, or the extreme of annihilation, right? So the Buddha, right, was able to teach, right, you know, as appropriate, right, in accordance, you know, with what is needed for the disciples.
Yeah, that is the way I'm looking. Dāki chīnyi sābī gyāwān tā tēndāng rūwā kūn lā kāmbēn tā jābārī jēsū lōsāng chābā yī tēmī hīmbū rāng tū sēshī shōhō sēnī. Tā ngōwā tā lā ngōwā chīmbū sēnī tā jētā ngōwā tā kīchīmbū shīwī yōrī. Yīnā tī nā nī rāng kā jētā sā jābī gyāwī tā wā tī jī tī tēmī tūndu ngōwā tā ngōwā chīmbū rī rūwā sūmchēng kā tūndu ngōwā tā tā ngōwā chīmbū sīgī yōrī. Tīnī yīnzā ngōwā tī yīnī pīgī yāhu chīgī, ngōwā tī ngōsā tī yātā chūshōng chīgī tōntā lā ngōyā yāwā yīnī tīmā tō yōngu yōwā mārī. Yīnī jīmbā rō jī tāng chīgī, jīmbī jīmbā tī tāng nī ngā lā cīndā lōngchū chīmbū chīgī yōngā shōsā nā, lōngchū chīmbū chīgī yōngā tā rī, tī kī dō rī. Yīwā shīmā ngōsā lā mī kōmbā tōba shōsā ngōyā yā nā tī tōbdi tsandhōrī. Tāwa jī tōba shōsēng huwa yīna, tāwa tōbdi dīndribu zōndhūgu yōrī. Lāna mēwī jāngshūgu jīla huwa yāwa yīna, yīna lāna mēwī jāngshū mātūgu pātū dīndribu zōgu yōmārī. Jēchūma shīwā lī sūngurwa, jitār jāsū chūna chūtikitū. Jāngshū mānsī pātū dēm mīnsī, dēchīn jāngshū huwa yāwa yā. Jiangshu matu batu di minze suni. Manzu chuti bachi do kambu si kama lu jana, ko langsang kambu dhukuruwa. Ta chuti batu kinu ni, jiasu na lu jawa ni, jiasu chutan dren dhuwari, jiasu makangu batu di degi yorwa. Di jini ngara suyu gewa sajangi chichung karizi inba ina, di lu isu lani. Simshin tamshin minibi nyandi langgobi chetu, me sanji ji kumbu tuk gugu duk, di yulang gugu in, rāngshīn yīkī lāna mīwī jāngshūp tūpī yūlaṅ hūgī sāmni āni mōwā chēshāwa yīnā. Tā lāna mī jāngshūp mātūgū pātū tīndī gīwī tāwā tīl lōng kāzī chēpa yīnā yā zōyā mēpa māsā kūnī kūndu yā pēntu guyō. Tī yīdū ngā zōng hūwā shirā kēshā mōrī yā.
Right, so the seventh practice at the top of page 4 is the dedication of merit. Right, so the stanza reads, by whatever virtue I've gathered here, through the Buddha's teaching, whatever benefits all sentient beings, especially the teachings of Holy Losang Trapa, may their essence shine forever. Right, so in general, dedication is very important. But here, the dedication, right, is especially, right, significant, right, in the sense that, yeah, we're making two great dedications here, right? We're dedicating for, you know, the Buddha's teachings, right, and or to flourish, and also we are dedicating for the welfare of sentient beings, right? So dedication, right, determines, the kind of results our virtue will bring. Right, so for example, you know, if you practice charity, right, or generosity, okay, you give something away, right, and you, have this thought, right, that, this act of generosity, right, bring about wealth for me in this life, right, then the result of that act of charity will simply be, the enjoyment of wealth in this life. Right. Likewise, right, if you perform that act, right, thinking, right, may this act of generosity result in my good rebirth, right, either as a human being or a god, right, then, right, when you achieve that result, right, of a good rebirth, right, then, the benefits, are finished. Okay, it will not give any other result, right? Likewise, if you think, may I attain liberation, right, as a result of this, practice of generosity, then, when you attain liberation, then, there are no other results, right, besides that. However, when you dedicate your virtues, right, to the attainment of complete enlightenment, right, to Buddhahood, right, then the results, right, of, right, the virtue will be inexhaustible, right, until you attain the state of full enlightenment, right. And Shantideva, right, gave this example, right, in his text, right. He says that, when, leave a drop of water, right, in the ocean, right, when a drop of water, right, falls into the ocean, right, then this drop of water, right, will not be exhausted, right, as long as the ocean has not dried up, right. So it is similar here, right. If we dedicate our virtues to full enlightenment, right, to Buddhahood, then, until we attain Buddhahood, right, those virtues will bring about inexhaustible results, right, without end, right, so, right, think about it, right, if you have, like, a drop of water, right, and then, this drop of water, right, drops on, a rock, say a rock, right, then of course in no time, right, it will just dry up and disappear, right, but this is not the case, right, if, this water, right, falls into the ocean, right, so it is like that, right, whether we have created, big virtue or small virtue, right, if we dedicate this virtue, right, to full enlightenment, right, you think, through this virtue, may I place all sentient beings, in the state of non-abiding enlightenment, right, by this virtue, may all sentient beings, right, myself and others, right, attain a full enlightenment, right, then, that virtue will continuously, right, bring about results, right, bring about benefit, right, without exhaustion, right, until you attain the state of enlightenment. Right, and not only will this virtue, right, not be exhausted, right, it will actually increase, right, if you dedicate it to enlightenment.
Yeah, Give
sanje chosu ma dungu duwa. Tsa suna ti yu la, nguwa chiga duwa, nguwa tsikje tini ma dungu duwa. Wa tiji ti tongda nyingi jawa nyingi sen, ti paru la ta sem tosu yang nyinga nugu chunga na, tongda nyingi jawa nyingi bazim na nenten si chene, tomar kunung te dan, tamang huwa ti yang yahu kuwa re.
Right, and indeed, right, there is this saying, right, that, you know, there are two important activities, when one is engaging in Dharma, okay, one at the beginning, right, and one at the end, right. So what are these two, right? At the beginning, right, it is crucial for us to generate the motivation of bodhicitta, right, wanting to attain the state of full enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings, right? And at the end, right, we should dedicate the virtues we have created, right, to the attainment of a complete enlightenment, right? So, for example, right, you know, well, when we have, you know, a teaching like that, right, both the teacher, okay, who's explaining the Dharma, as well as the listeners, right, you know, who are attending the teaching, right, will recite, you know, this prayer, right, of refuge and bodhicitta at the beginning, right, you know, we do Sangye Chodang Tsuki and so on, right, at the beginning, right, and at the end of the session, right, we recite, you know, dedication prayers, right, so these two activities are very important, right, at beginning, right, motivation of bodhicitta, at the end, right, dedication to full enlightenment, right, so if, right, in between, okay, you know, our minds are slightly distracted, right, then, you know, even if that happens, right, still we're able to derive benefit, right, from our having, you know, perform, right, these two activities, one at the beginning and one at the end, right? So it is important for us to emphasize, right, these two, right, at the beginning and at the end.
Yeah, that the answer is Yangla Dumba Chene. That the Yangla Dumba Manda Chiva Sen, the Manda Puyatila, Manda Tsumbu Dumma, Manda Tsumbu Nyesumba, Sumba Nyangaba, Sumba Sodumma Chin, that Manda Kamamuyor. Yena Tanda, the Sumba Nyesumba, then Sumba Nyesumba, then Nyangaba said the Baja Chiban of Yor. Sumba Nyesumba Gala Chi Arita, Wanchin Sage, Sajin in Tamba in the Nyangarin of Yor. But they do in the Ombanzi Bimia Wanjin Sage Saji, Ombanzi Rekian Shichari Kuruku Usu, any Rija was Repchi, then it shall Lubabo, Lunzamil and Nupalanchi Chandamine, any Shatu Lutan Lubani, Lor Maiv Tamai, Nuptu Yundan the Lanchonro, Chandu Dominion the Dominions and Nichi, then it Dawachi, Shatu Lamborumuchi. Lori Chimdarum, which is not our Jansumorum, which Kalu Moborum, which is one of the Kulurum, which is Janshe to Tishin by Pumba, Nangi Katu Nima, not to Tawasin. Suminyasum Tigala, Sichari Town, in the Ocean City Sajin number in the Yamachi. Then a Mandig Tikta, Daji, Luma, Yusum, not to Sukhizochi, and Jim Mandi Samokunachi with Sajiba. Loyalan, Lama, and the Kunjo Sumlam, two year one with Jenny Dollar, Jinji loved Soros and Sundevti Mande Buya Sichi. Then it don't chamber Sunji when the store ever said Jenna Lama the Kunjo Rumbuji numbers from the Shan such a Jeff Chiwu. Chenamji Dagi Jushinji loved Soros, made Jushinji love roaches, Raja Sunjan Tanji Jushinji love roaches. Dada Sumjan Tamji, Hinin La Magubane is wanted. Nanje Tosumji, Paji Nina Chamu Paji, Sinjuro. Nanje Tosum, the Dumazan Hakas, Nawakalamba, Chevamalamba, Yetum Nalambas, Dikasum, and Hibati Yeti, Nayan Tude Yoruba, Sinjuro Lonantata, Govata. Hinin La Gubas, Sinju Malobi, Lonantata, Delo to Jivat. Jinjin and Paji Tamji, Yorjin, Yachin, love to Soros. Most Mandajana, yet I'm where I'm not at. I am, yes, it. Then this is it.
Right, so after that, right, we will offer a mandala. Right, so the mandala is of you know various lengths, right? You can offer a 7-heap mandala, you know, you can offer a 23-heap mandala or 25-heap, right, or even the 37-heap mandala. Right, so the 23-heap mandala and the 25-heap mandala actually very similar, right? If you add, you know, the iron fence, right, and the golden ground, right, the golden base, right, to the 23-heap mandala, then you will obtain the 25-heap mandala, right? So in this context, right, we will actually offer a 23-heap mandala, right? So how is this 23-heap mandala offered? Right, I think it will be helpful if you turn to page 14 of the folder you have. Right, so it is not exactly as stated here, right? Because this is the you know the longer version. Okay, but I will you know kind of just go through the 23-heap mandala, and you can see the similarities. Okay, right. So first of all, right, you know, you say Om Vajra Bhumi Ahom, right? So that's Om Vajra Ground Ahom, right? Wangchen Sekisaji, great powerful golden ground, right? Then you say Om Vajra Reke Ahom, right? So that's Om Vajra Fence Ahom, right? Chichari Ko Yugi Kowe Usu, right? Rigal Burirap, right? So that's the same, right? It says outermost limit, a circular iron mountains chain, right? Or iron fence, okay? Iron fence surrounds Mount Meru, king of mountains. Okay, then it says Sha Lupapo, right? So in the east, the continent Lupapo. Then in the south, right? Lo Zambuling, in the south Zambuling. Nu Palangcho, in the west Palangcho. Chang Draminian, in the north Draminian. Okay, so that's the same so far. Then Sha Du Luda Lupa. Okay, then it says on the two sides of the east, the subcontinents of Lu Dan Lu Ba, right? And then it says Hlo Ngayam Shen, right? So in the south, right, Ngayam and Ngayam Shen, right? Then it says Nutu Yudang Dang Lam Chu Dro, right? So the west, Yunten and Lam Chu Dro, right? And next we have Changdu Draminyan Dang Draminyan Gita, right? So the north, Draminyan Dang and Draminyan Gita, right? Then it says Shadu Langbuche, Langbu Rinpoche, right? So in the east, okay, so this is where it becomes different, right? So in the 23-heap mandala, in the east, right, you have the precious elephant, okay, precious elephant, okay, right? And then, right, then it says Hlo Kim Da Rinpoche, right? So in the south, right, you have the precious householder. Right, then it says Nubdu Dao Rinpoche, right? So in the west, right, you have the precious horse. Okay, precious horse, then Zhangdu Zumo Rinpoche, right? So in the north, right, you have the precious queen. Okay, precious queen. Right, then next, you know, this text says Shalo Ya Magbun Rinpoche, right? So this means in the southeast, you have the precious general. Okay, the army general. Okay, and then next, right, we have Lonukdu Kolo Rinpoche. So in the southwest, right, you have the precious wheel. Okay, precious wheel. Then it says Nuchangdu Nubu Rinpoche. So in the northwest, right, you have the precious gem. Okay, the precious jewel. Right, and then next, right, it says Changshadu Dejin Bo Pumba. Right, so this means in the northeast, right, you have the great treasure vase. Okay, great treasure vase. And then next it says Nangi Shadu Nima, right, Nubdu Dawa. Right, so then this means that in the east, right, you have the sun, and in the west, right, you have the moon. Okay, right, so that completes, right, the description, right, of the 23-heap mandala. Right, and then next, right, you have to make this prayer. Okay, you make this prayer. You say, you know, I'm making, right, this offering, okay, of the mandala to, right, the gurus, right, the deities, right, and the three jewels, right? So then, what am I offering here, right? I'm offering, right, the body, speech, and mind, right, of myself and others, right, our wealth, right, as well as our roots, as well as our mass of virtues, our collection of virtues of the three times, of the past, present, and future, right? And then we say that we also offer, you know, clouds of offerings, you know, of good offerings, right? You know, along with this jewel mandala, right? Having accepted, you know, these offerings, right? Please bless me, right? You know, please grant your blessings to me, right, through the force of your compassion. Okay, so we have to make this prayer, right, and then, right, we can also go on to make this prayer of the three great purposes. Okay, so this prayer of the three great purposes, right, goes like this. Okay, I prostrate to the gurus, right, and the three jewels, and I go for refuge to you. Okay, please bless, right, my mental continuum. Okay, so right, then the first great purpose comes, right? So please bless, right, all, you know, the you know, wrong conceptions. Okay, from disrespect, you know, to the spiritual guide, right, you know, up to the dualistic views, you know, of what we call the white appearance, red increase, right, and the black near attainment. Okay, so please stop, right, all these, you know, wrong conceptions. Okay, please quickly, you know, put a stop, right, to these mistaken minds. Okay, that's the first great purpose. Right, and the second great purpose, right, please grant your blessings so that, you know, we can easily generate, you know, all the, you know, right minds, all the correct minds, right, starting from respect to the spiritual guide, okay, all the way up to, right, the union of no more learning, okay, the union of no more learning, okay. And then the third purpose, we say, you know, please grant your blessings so that we can pacify all outer and inner obstacles. Okay, all outer and inner obstacles, right? So after you made this request, right, for the three great purposes, then you say the mantra, right? Idam Guru Rana Mandala Kam Niyartayami.
Yeah, that in the mantra, the Sava in the Nikadula Mandala Sava in the Nikadula. That Noya Vitsiche Telata, Chita Chene Chi Mandala, Nangi Mandala, Sava in Mandala, Tekonani Mandala, Tindi, Sonya Tiwari. Then number 16 doya to sola any pre chadam monsum to in Jamia to Nanda with Tinichi and Pivayina Dag chadam monsum, Jew, Danian person, Luton, Monchuchi, Pamba Mabon, Bridge, Lazina, Dosum, Rancer, Trover, Chinji, Lovesen Chadam monsum, Jesa, a year, Dad and Nianta, Parmachi, any Lu Lunchu. Get all the Jewish Pujana. That Chadam was a Jesu youth mentor. Youth mentor, you tell me be Chadam Mosum theatre, Shindu, you are sending. This was some of the Pembuyum music. Then it's Namju Sanga to Saji Puji Sagiorua, Tumbu Dumati. What did it? Yeah.
Right, so in general, right, there are four types of mandalas, right? Outer, inner, secret, right, and suchness. Right. So here, you know, the mandala we are making, you know, is an outer mandala, right? Because, you know, we are using substances, right, that are not included within our own continuum. Right. In the case of an inner mandala, right, you would actually, you know, visualize, you know, the substances within your continuum, right, you know, as, you know, part of the mandala. Okay. For example, you think, okay, you know, the skin, okay, your skin, you know, is the ground, your heart, you know, is the sun or something like that, right? So then you're using, you know, substances of your body, right? And then you're offering, you know, the you know, the substances, right, as you know, mandala.
Yang sangwe mandang kura kato uti jewaye na yana pyoge mandang pyoge bo rani yedang wala ye yamyong na jete yewaye na yana yamyong gwe nyombar shubi dewa chingu mandang wala yon pyo na sangwe mandang chagra wa yana ke dewa chingu di tongba nye ngebe de tong nime ki yiki jye na
mandala, right, you know, refers to this offering of a great bliss. Okay, so for example, you know, as a result, you know, of offering the mandala, okay, so let's say you offer it to the male and female deity, right, and as a result of receiving the mandala, right, they generate, right, this, you know, bliss, okay, this great bliss, okay, so that would be, you know, offering of the secret mandala. Okay, the exalted wisdom of great bliss, you know, is generated, right, and then, you know, as a result, you know, of this great bliss that is generated, right, then you know, one, realization of emptiness, right, is also generated, right, because this exalted wisdom of great bliss, right, realizes emptiness, right, so then that would be offering of the suchness mandala. Okay, suchness mandala, right? So then, if you you know, have not generated, you know, these deities, right? You know, in the form of, like, you know, father and mother, you know, embracing and so forth, then you can, you know, just think that you're offering, right, the exalted wisdom of bliss and emptiness. Okay, bliss and emptiness, right? So in addition, right, to these various forms of mandalas, right, we can also offer, right, you know, our friends, you know, enemies, strangers, you know, body and our wealth, right? Because, you know, these are the objects that give rise, you know, to our afflictions, right? They give rise to our attachment, aversion, and ignorance, right? So when we offer mandala, we can think that we're also offering, you know, these objects that give rise to our, you know, three afflictions, right? Because when, you know, we have gotten rid of the objects that give rise to our afflictions, then, you know, this means that, you know, our afflictions will not arise, right? So then we can also recite this stanza, right, in which we say that, you know, we offer, you know, our friends, enemies, strangers, body and wealth, right, in order to destroy, right, the three kinds of afflictions, right? And then, you know, by doing so, right, you know, may we be freed, you know, right there, you know, from these attachment, aversion, and ignorance. Okay, and if you're accumulating, right, you know, many numbers, right, of mandala offering, right, then you can recite, you know, the usual short mandala prayer, you know, the one that goes Sajipogi. Okay, right, so that is actually the seven heap mandala. Okay, on page 15, right? That stanza at the top of the page, right, is the seven heap mandala. Okay, so then you can recite that and then accumulate many numbers, such as 100,000 mandalas.
Ini mandala ya tati yung chowarwa. Chowar lata lana yebin chowar, lana mebin chowar se, lana mebin chowar di bina meto ondo kaan chigi na chigi la chu, chu la ya, ya la tong. Namgen kam kama chene be, janju sambo kundu sambe chobo piwa na janga chene, chobo piwa ina tene, lana mebe chobo ase. Mwishim yi tu sange, yi ji tu yin chobo te ta, dya chishu tu sungu yorwa. Tene janga mandala ya jigla nyi nyi la, jigla chu chu la dya chene be, namgen kam kama chene. Yane, jigdenye kamji sanje jini chi yobo te tamche la be, piwa ina, mingpo chong na,
Right. So here, right, we can actually kind of consider, you know, how when we're making offerings, right, the offerings, right, are of two types, right. They are what we call the surpassable offerings, right, and the unsurpassable offerings, right. When we make the unsurpassable offerings, right, this actually refers to, you know, making offerings, you know, like you know, the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, right, has, you know, has done, right. So, for example, if one is offering one flower, right, then one thinks that, you know, this one flower, right, multiplies into 10 flowers, right, and then the 10 flowers, you know, multiply, you know, into 100 flowers into 1,000 flowers and so forth, right. So then you multiply these, you know, offerings, right, until they fill, you know, the entire space, right. So these are, you know, are mentally emanated offerings. Right, so we can apply that idea to the making of mandala offerings too. Right, so then, you know, you have one mandala offering, right, and you think that, you know, this mandala offering, right, multiplies, you know, into 10, right, and 100, 1,000, and so forth, right, until, you know, the entire space is filled, you know, with mandala offerings, right, and you think, right, I offer these, you know, mandalas, right, to wherever, you know, there are Buddhas, you know, in the various, you know, world systems.
Yeah. That the answer in as a young lad to my mother to see what I said to you. That in the Sumba, when you saw one day, she chilled, she was said that, one is chilled, she looked. In the chilled, don't call it that, the tongue would do sure, the name of it. The Jilamalata, she Sumba says she, now you and then they then. Someone love it later, more year maybe going to so on there wasn't. She tumba says she said, any Sanji Tamjig in Nanata, Jizun Jambian, she did love it, she didn't wear your mother. Tana Jingle Powishin is the gay, they were Ninji Chambu, did love it, and they were Jenna Mary. A China dojing to do, did love it. Ji tu tuji me deva. Then I think the jiru muji churanya, and the puu kanjin ge jona, and the kiba tamji ji tuena, be donga, tamba yonzo la be tante zene, sejan suma tabin zene, churan laba medu, and sen suwa tabne. What a chin suma says yes. Now you and then te den sen wandu, and the jizun jambi in tu yula. Shirev kazi denpa te churanla den dindu. Ene pavashin resi la nyingi kazi yoba te churanla den dindu. Sandala tene tutup nipa kazi yoba te churanla tujula nga dindu. Ene dindin nga di yoba te nganzu churanla pe ene peki yonten te denji kone. Nan shi tsumbas la shi nan yonten te denji kone. Ene So what did you do with us? That's someone love it like that, or you may see it, and then you get that to my mind be soon to be trying with someone and someone and that thing. The girl is a dude, Churan, Jizun Jambi and Rishas, Mimi said, and Bojan is a Rishas, Sāngvē dāpo yā rē shā sēn, tā mī tē mā tē kē tē sē kē rē. Mī mī tē wē tē shē shēn rē sē kē, sē tē chū rā pōpa shēn rē sē kē. Tē mī chēn bē ngbōn jēn bē yā sē tē chū sē chē sūn jēn bē yā tā ngō yē mē rē shā sē. Dō mō nē chō nē sāngvē dā sē tē chū nē, pē kē sāng dā tā ngō yē mē rē shā sē nē. Tā sō wān tē wlū, chēn tsōng bā sē shē, nā yōn tēn tē tēn, sāng wān lā bē lā tā ngō yē mē pē kō nē, sō wān tē wlū sē nē.
Yeah. Okay, so we've completed the discussion on how to perform the seven limb, right, as well as the mandala offering. Now the next section, right, is the request, right, for blessings. Okay, so you know, we request for blessings, right, and we receive the blessings, right, and this right can be discussed, right, under several parts, right. So first of all, you know, there is right, the request for the four initiations, right, in the manner of a blessing. Okay, then after that, right, there is another part, right, that talks about requesting for the blessings for the seven types of wisdom. Okay, right, so let us first discuss, right, you know, how to request for, like, the various empowerments or initiations in the manner of blessings. Right, so first of all, right, you know, we think about, you know, how, right, you know, in the outer sense, right, you know, there is no higher, you know, wisdom, right, than that of Manjushri. Okay, right, and you know, there is no higher compassion, right, than, you know, that of Avalokiteshvara, right. There is no higher power, you know, than that of you know, Vajrapani, right, and you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, right, you know, then possesses, you know, all these, you know, qualities, right, and also, right, in Tibet, right, you know, among all the various, you know, scholars, right, he was able to elucidate, right, the teachings of Sutra and Tantra, right, you know, in a way that, you know, no one else, right, was able to do. Okay, so here then, you know, we are, right, requesting, you know, for, you know, the blessings, right? And then this actually corresponds, right, to the vase, right, initiation, right? And the next step, right, is, you know, making requests, right, by means of, you know, thinking about the excellent qualities that he possesses, right? So then, you know, he has, you know, the, you know, compassion like Avalokiteshvara, you know, wisdom like Manjushri, right, power like Vajrapani, right? So here, you know, we are thinking, you know, oh, please, you know, bestow, right, these inner qualities, right, upon me. Okay, so this corresponds, right, to the secret initiation, right? Secret initiation, right? And then, you know, the third kind of request, right, is the you know, the uncommon request, right, for, you know, these you know, secret you know, initiation. Okay, secret initiation. No, the second is second. No, this is the third one, is actually wisdom. This sumba, this sangwa, right? Sumba, this is yeshe, right? Yeshe wang, right? Share up yeshe wang.
Oh, yeah, sumba ke yeshe.
Yeah. Okay, so the third one, right, is actually, you know, what we call a secret request, right? But it actually corresponds to the wisdom initiation, right? Wisdom initiation, right? So here, right, you know, we have to recite, you know, the request prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. Okay, you know, the five-line request, right? So then, you know, we say, you know, you know, are actually Avalokiteshvara, right? You are actually Manjushri, right? You are actually Vajrapani, right? And then, you know, we make, you know, these requests, right? So Lama Tsongkhapa is actually, you know, these three deities, right, in an indivisible, you know, form. Okay, so if you look at the request prayer on page 4, right, it says Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion. Right, so right, you are actually, you know, Avalokiteshvara. Right, second line, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom. Right, yeah, Lamasungkhapa is actual Manjushri. Right, the third, right, Vajrapani, destroyer of entire host of Mara. So Lamasungkhapa is actual, you know, Vajrapani. Right, so he combines, you know, these three deities, right, in inseparable form.
Yeah, that is Wangji Chilev Kutsutun and the Wang Dao Ji. She's someone who was in Chi, then shortly to the Danju Lynch in the Wang Lingona. Tunjian Zomia, the Suzu, when in Nubin Daya to Kanga Kalikawa Yoruba. Then the Mivajene Wangji Chilev Shia to be. Shivuji Dhamma Devu, and the Mibuji Devuji Chadeva. Then the Tanda Shiva Najing, someone Labi Latang, or Yemi Suva Devi Gone, and Jirumuji, Jews Uncle Nanda Shu Devi. And the Jisun Jambi and the Mibuya Dene. And the Mimitri, the Shanis extended to Mibi Suva Sichi Dumne, and the Jew Jesun Jambi and Tukanima. Then, this is Jim Bumney, young little machine, Taran Jesun Jetamshi, little shuni, and Luigi Gone Sabi, did it to just dabbing me with it. Then, why ye nanny, and a piggy, Puan to be me with it. Lam Jerum Gombala or Jet, that Jerum, and a Karina, Tinik Jerum Kumbala Walje. Devu took to be never Javachene, Miko Tichene, Mithimakazi Sagina. Mithimatel Gugu Sanantigusari, Tanga Jevat Sanantisari. Dini, Mivatesati, so Jelami, Jews and Goranami, Jesu Jambi and the Christian. And Kazitamina Dong, and the Dusuka of Mapomni. Rajasim Jatamji, Luigi, Tinkip Tabi, Mibuchi, Wangjin and Puma, Tobata, Dijin, Mibuchi.
Okay, so to elaborate more on how you can actually, you know, kind of receive, right, these four initiations in a manner of a blessing. Okay, so, right, there are these visualizations, right, you do, right, at each stage, right. This is actually a convenient way of receiving the four initiations, right, in a manner of a blessing, right? Because some of you, right, may be familiar with this practice of self-initiation or self-entry, right? Right, so you may have done, you know, the retreat, right, for Yamantaka, you know, or Chakrasamvara, you know, or Guhya Samaja and so on, right, Hebaja and so on, right? So right, then having done the retreat, you are qualified to do the self-initiation, right? But the self-initiation is very complicated, right? You know, there are some, many steps of preparation and so on, right? So, in place, you know, of self-initiation, right, you can do, right, this, practice, right, of receiving the four initiations in the manner of blessing, right, at this point, right, in the Lamasungkhapa Guru Yoga, right. So first of all, right, to receive the vase empowerment, right, you visualize that on the crown, you know, of Lamasungkhapa, okay, on the crown of Lamasungkhapa is a Manjushri, okay, Manjushri, right, and then. Right, focusing single-pointedly, right, on Manjushri, right, who is at the crown of Lamasungkhapa, right, you make requests, you know, by reciting this five-line prayer, right, you see on page 4, the Miksema. Right, you can also recite the nine-line prayer, okay, to Lamasungkhapa, okay, and when you recite, right, this request, right, then you visualize that white nectar, right, flows from the heart of Manjushri, right, and this nectar, right, enters you and all sentient beings, right, and washes away, right, all your negativities and obscurations, right, along with their imprints, right, of the body, right? So yeah, you've created right negativities, you know, with the body, right? And you have these obscurations, right? And latencies, right? With respect to, you know, the negativities of the body. Okay, so then all the negatives, obscurations, imprints are washed away, right? And you receive the vase empowerment, right? And a special potential, you know, to accomplish the resultant emanation body, right, is deposited, right? And you are also authorized to meditate on the generation stage, right, from among the two stages of our highest yoga tantra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Okay.
Okay, so since it's time for lunch, we will stop here, right? And then we will meet again at 2 o'clock.
Sajjī Pujī Shūshī Mētō Chāma Vērā Nīshī Nīdī Jāmbāndē Sāngjī Shāngjū Mītī Mētā Nīyā Tāyā Mē Kāngrī Rāvī Kūyī Shīngāṁ Dē Pēntā Nē Vāma Lūjā Yārī Sīngvān Tīndī Jāsō Yī Shābēn Sīndī Tēn Jūrā Jī Jāngjū Sēn Chūrū Mūchī Mājī Pāna Jī Jū Chī Jē Bā Nyā Bā Mē Kūnē Kūndū Pēvā Rā Shū Tūñī Tāvā Rū Mūchī Mājī Pāna Jī Jū Jē Bā Nyā Bā Mē Bā Yāng Kūnē Kūnē Pēvā Rā Shū